going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 9. I think you guys are really going to like this one because we're going to have a lot of value in this one. We have a special guest coming to talk about marketing specifically for photographers and video makers. So stay tuned. You guys are going to love it.
You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Spencer Ryan. I am a photographer and filmmaker. Today on the show, we have a special guest. It is Luis Suarez. How are you doing today, man?
Hey, Spencer. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our audience who doesn't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Where do I begin? Well, my name is Luis. I am the owner for Tortuga Marketing. We're a local marketing agency in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we specialize in content marketing. So that's actually content marketing and influencer marketing, and that's how we got in touch and met with Spencer the first time. we're a relatively new agency to the space. We're creeping up here shortly on our 2-year anniversary. And we've gone from it just being me and, in a bedroom upstairs in my house to now we have an office space. We've got a team of 6 and a few freelancers. So it's been an adventure. I've been in the marketing space for a few years now. And this is definitely, these last 2 years have definitely been the best.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Honestly, that's a big achievement. And I think you're set because you're in a field that all of us need. And, you know, my podcast specifically, you know, targets photographers, filmmakers, and entrepreneurs. And today I kind of wanted to dive in to marketing because I think it's something that a lot of people don't really think about, you know?
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a necessity.
Yeah, it is, because essentially, you know, we're getting into this age of social media. You know, you mentioned that you guys work with people on social media and content marketing, and we're seeing content becoming increasingly produced, you know, almost exponentially now because of things like YouTube and Instagram. People are just creating more and more content. So now it's a matter of how do you, you know, get out there and put your story out there and kind of rise above the rest. So I think it's something that shouldn't be overlooked. It's something that's important. I think a lot of the people on this podcast listening will really benefit from what you have to say about it.
Oh, well, I'm excited. I really do appreciate you inviting me, and I really do hope that I'm able to add some value to everybody listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your time, by the way. So let's talk about prioritizing marketing. How do you, as a company, how do you guys prioritize marketing needs based on the client? You know, like, I know you work with a broad range of clients. So how does, like, break that process down for us?
Like, how do we prioritize each client's needs?
Yes.
So for us it's pretty simple. Anytime we start a conversation with a prospect, even before they're a client, one of the first things that I ask them is, what are you hoping to achieve? What are you hoping to accomplish? You know, why are you coming to us right now? And by identifying their needs first and foremost, it makes it really easy for us to prioritize our activities and what we do, because at the end of the day, we've got to do what's going to drive home that ultimate goal for the client. Because if the client meets their goals and the KPIs that they were going for are met, they're going to come back every time and time again, and they're going to refer us to their friends and other businesses that they know. But as long as we keep their goals in mind, it makes our part pretty easy. And then there are instances where there's a number of things that are important, and you know, with an integrated marketing campaign, usually have a dozen different pieces that are constantly moving. So I guess you could get a little bit more granular and ask. We could ask, well, why? Which one do you focus on? And so for us, we always just try to target the lowest hanging fruit first. Mm-hmm. If social media is being, you know, underutilized, then you know that's where our focus will go. But yeah, I think it's really handled on a client by client basis, and it depends on what their needs are specifically. But as long as we put those first, we don't usually run into any issues.
Yeah. So when you're talking with various clients, would you say that it's common for people to have a long-term goal, but really almost distractingly focus on the short-term result?
Oh, 100%. Actually, I don't think I've ever had, I've maybe had one or two client meetings since I started the agency where the customer is actually spot on with their goal. And that's, you know, I don't blame them. When you're running a business, you've got so many different things just hitting you left and right. They'll come to us and say, well, here's our goal, here's what we want. And the first thing I say is, why? And then I just continue to deeper question, why? And ultimately, we get to the bottom of it and we get to the real, true goal.
All right, so we lost you there for a second, but we were just talking about how, usually the process is very extensive to get to the final goal. And to kind of touch on that, I think that in the photography field, in the video field, a lot of us freelancers don't actually have a goal in mind. You know, what are some things that you might ask these clients to kind of get to that final step?
Yeah, of course. I think you might appreciate this as well, because as a filmmaker, photographer, and content creator, most are all about storytelling, right? And when I sit down with a client and I have to try to determine what their goals are, it's very similar to when we're shooting like a video production project.
Yes.
And we're trying to get them to tell their story. You know, oftentimes they don't know how to tell their story. They know what happened, but they couldn't tell the story to us in a compelling way. So we have to sort of reverse engineer it. It's the same with their goals. I'm a big fan of the SMART goals. Are you familiar with the SMART goals, Spencer?
I'm not.
So a SMART goal is specific, measurable, assignable, relevant, and time-based. So basically what that means is, in order to have a good, solid goal that you're able to work towards, you have to be very specific. You have to have put a number to it, like define it. It has to be measurable, right? So you can't just say that I want to have 20 clients at some point. You've got to have 20 clients, 20 photography clients by a certain time. It's got to be attainable. It's got to be relevant to your space and time bound.
Okay. So
those are a few things that we look for when it comes to goal setting. But when a customer doesn't know what their goal is, we have to usually sit down with them and just deeper question and ask them about their life. You know, why did you even start this business? What triggered it? And then we usually go into this. They usually start to open up and talk to us about how they either got laid off from their job or they weren't emotionally fulfilled with what they were doing before. And then you really start to dig deep and figure out what the driving factor was to them starting a business. And we use some of those questions and answers to build a goal around what's really driving them. I think that's the key there, figuring out what at the core of this photography business, so to speak. What's the motivating, what's the engine that's really driving you every day? So that's what we do in a nutshell.
Yeah. I think that's really good advice, because I think a lot of us in the field kind of just, it's almost funny because most photographers don't even realize they're starting a business when they do. So it's just kind of like one of those things that they just pick up, they start doing, and then it grows into a business and they're like, oh wow, I'm running a business. But it doesn't really go much further than that. It's like you said, sometimes the goals are as simple as, I just want to have 10 clients by this date. All right, we lost you again, but you're back.
We are back. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Cool.
Okay, perfect.
So, sorry to the people that are listening. We're having some technical difficulties here. This is the first time we're having a guest on this podcast, so round of applause for that.
Hey, Don is one of my favorite sayings, is especially around the time when I started my business, but Done is better than perfect, Spencer.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Okay. I live by that. So we were just talking about, you know, the end goal and how photographers, they don't, I don't think that we really set those, but I think it's important that maybe we should take a step back and apply those SMART goals and kind of figure out what the direction is, because that's really going to keep you in the game for the long run, I think. And
for sure,
it's important to have some kind of vision when you're creating a business, because that's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to get better. And that's how ultimately you are going to achieve the goals that you have set, even subconsciously, that you don't realize yet. You're going to be able to meet those long term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that. The way you put it down, it makes perfect sense. And, you know, I think it's important to do that periodically as your business scales. Just take a second, pause, think about where you are, and reevaluate.
Absolutely. So one thing that we don't, you know, like photographers in the field, we don't really think about, because we pretty much do this by ourselves. Is there any kind of potential benefit that you could see to us maybe having a marketing agency on our side as opposed to trying to do it ourselves?
100%. And I'm not doing this as a shameless plug, but I think at its core, it goes back to delegation, right? Photographers, filmmakers, heck, even plumbers, you know, people hire you because you're a professional at what you do, and right. And you're great at what you do. So why not spend more time doing the things that make you money and doing what you love? Like, you got into it for the photography part of it. So why not spend your time doing just that?
Absolutely.
So even if, you know, even if it doesn't make sense to hire an agencies tend to have a lot more overhead. It still makes sense to hire someone to assist.
Yes.
I think there's huge value in that, so that you can really focus on growing your business, doing photography, and doing what you love.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point, because you know, oftentimes, especially when you're first starting your business, it's not easy. It can be expensive. You have a lot of costs, and generally, you know, it's not like most photographers out there aren't, you know, swimming in money. So I know that could be a potential issue that the listeners might think, you know, well, how could I ever afford to hire an agency? But like you said, there's a chance that, you know, there's someone out there, just a sole individual who could really help you, you know, even if they're just taking an hour to 5 hours a week with you, you know, it's not going to be too costly, and it could really level up your business in a way that you hadn't imagined before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you're fantastic at doing this, Spencer. I admire your diligence when it comes to systemizing your processes.
Thank you.
We've been working with a business coach for a few months now. And he did this exercise with us at the beginning, once we started working together, that I really liked, and I think other people might benefit from, but he made us take out a yellow legal pad, and he goes, you know, I want you guys to write down what you do on a day-to-day. You don't have to be super specific, but just the general topics, like what job titles do you do, like what projects, what tasks are you doing over and over again? And then he had us go back and circle the one that actually pertains to our job title, right? So for my case, I was the director of sales, I was a CEO, I was a janitor, I was the accountant, I was a bunch of different things, but really what my core job responsibility was being the director of sales, was bringing in clients and meeting with them. So that's the one I circled. Everything else, he made us categorize by priority, like what was most important, what was least important, and we included how much time we're spending on each of these tasks. So even though we did not have the money or the cash flow to delegate everything on the list, we started at the bottom with the smallest thing. Let's hire a virtual assistant to take these calls, right? It's going to shave off 2 hours of your time per day. And if you look at it that way, it's not that expensive to do just that. Maybe to do a virtual assistant somewhere who can handle one or two of those menial tasks that you're doing on a day-to-day. But now you've got 2 whole hours to reinvest into that first thing that you circled. And then you just keep doing that. And eventually, before you realize it, you're delegating most of the things that you weren't supposed to be doing to begin with.
Absolutely. And not only is it a time saver, but it's a stress reliever, because it's really hard to focus on your core responsibility when you have so many other things that you may be like, you might be, you know, out of 1 to 10, you might be a 9 on the photographer scale, but you might be a 2 on taking phone calls scale, you know, like you might suck for at sure. that. And so when you have all these things coming at you, and or like maybe you suck at posting on social media, or you don't understand social media, but you're great at taking pictures or taking videos, those stress you out and really actually have an impact on your final product.
Exactly.
So I think that's solid advice. And if someone can't, like, you know, for the listeners out there that are kind of struggling with figuring out how they want to market themselves, how to get more clients, it may be worthwhile to look into something like Lewis said. You know, you guys might want to take a look into hiring just someone who can help you with your marketing, or someone who can help take off the simple task off your hands, because that's going to really exponentially increase the value and the outcome of your work.
100%, 100% agree.
So well, for those of, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So for those of, you know, for those of us out there that may not be ready to take that step, or, you know, maybe you just don't want to go that route with your business, what are some tips that you could give photographers and filmmakers out there to achieve better marketing results just on their own, like something that they could start today?
Yeah. Of course. I've had 3 businesses in my career, and with all 3 of them, I think there's 4. I've narrowed it down to 4 things. excuse me, 4 things that I believe you can do with any business that are really, really going to help you get off the ground running. Afterwards, you know, there's a couple of other things you can do, but these are the 4 basic things I've always done and have always significantly helped. So the very first thing I always tell people they should get started with is identifying their target audience. Even with photography, your style of photography is going to appeal to a certain demographic, a certain type of individual. And you need to be really in tune with who that individual is and who they are. So it might be B2C, it might be B2B customers, you might be targeting other businesses. It really depends on what your you know, what your goal is and the way your photographs look. But once you've got that person identified, give them a name, write out a description, what they do, what they enjoy, what are their hobbies. Just you've got to create this imaginary, we call them buyer personas, right? Find a picture, clip a picture out of a magazine or something, and just stick that in front of your desk. Like, I am targeting John, right? And I'm looking for all the Johns in the world. And it's so powerful to just have that top of mind, because when you're creating content, when you're creating posts on social, you're going to craft it so that that person, so that it really hits that person, it really resonates with them. I'd say that's the number one thing you should do, is identify who your audience is. Absolutely. And then once you've got that, you know, you're probably already out there taking pictures and at least doing some freelance work, I would imagine. Or at least maybe you're just a hobbyist and you're just doing it for yourself right now. That's fine too. But show people, right? You've got all these great pictures. You put them somewhere where people can see them. I've been watching a lot of Peter McKinnon's videos, and you know, he's always preaching to use your Instagram feed as your portfolio. You can do that. You can definitely do that if you don't have the money or time to put together a website. Today's world, you know, we're fortunate to have social media that way. Definitely do find a place where you can host your portfolio and show people your work, because as a photographer, people need to be able to find that easily and be able to see and review the quality of your work.
Yeah, I agree, hands down.
Yeah, like if you guys haven't already, I mean, Spencer's Instagram feed is prime example.
You're too kind. So, thank you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But since we're already on the social media train, that's the third tip. On social media, I'm a very firm believer in using Gary Vee's $1.80 rule. You familiar with that, Spencer? I feel like you would be.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So spend some time on social media. Just take a little bit of time. look up the 180 rule if you've never heard of it. I don't want to butcher the description. And if you're not following Gary, you should. But just spend some time on social media adding value to people. So go on Instagram, go on LinkedIn, Facebook, and search for trends and hashtags related to that target audience. Remember, we were talking about that buyer persona that you're going to create? That's why it's so important to really, really own that buyer persona and understand the things that they love to do. So if your buyer persona's name is John, and John is a huge soccer player, find soccer-related things and comment on those, and interact with the audience, interact with people. They're going to see your comments. They're going to interact with you and check out your stuff. And if they like what they see, they'll end up reaching out to you and hopefully hiring you. So don't be spammy. Add value on social media. But I think that's without getting into detail and going into like the different types of ad campaigns you can run, I think this is a really solid, healthy way to get started. And then the last thing that I have to say is this, again, all of these could be applied to any type of business, but this is especially crucial for photographers. Find yourself some great referral partners. You know, as a photographer, you're going to be working in unison and collaborating with a lot of other professionals, whether it's videographers, or let's say you're in the wedding space. You know, you should have, as friends, you should have people that make cakes. You should have the venues. You should have people that handle the decor. Those are all people who have an influence on that buyer's decision. So if they like you and they like your stuff, they're going to recommend you. And a recommendation is worth so much, you know, in today's world. So find yourself some good referral partners. This one's going to vary depending on what industry and what target audience you're going to go with. But figure out what other things they're buying, and reach out to these other professionals in the space and see if you can, you know, buy them coffee, talk to them about what you're trying to do, ask them about their business. Don't make it all about you. And then see if there's a way that you two can make and form a win-win type scenario. But those are four things that have always worked for me, no matter what business I'm in. And I think that they would really go a long way for any photographers looking to get started, or maybe just take their business to the next level.
That's really solid advice, because word of mouth, I think everyone's familiar with that. And a lot of people think that just extends to friends, but you don't understand the power of, you know, having a business partner, or as a friend, or just someone in a professional space as a friend. They interact with probably as many, if not more, people as you do. And so when they're having conversations, they're having coffee with other people, they're talking with their friends, and they hear, oh, I'm looking for a photographer, the first thing that's going to come to their mind, if you have a good relationship with them, is you. Mm-hmm. And that's so powerful.
It is. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the saying, but you know, it's not always about what you know. It's about who you know.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. And then to kind of back up on the social media aspect, I do want to say one thing to the people listening. The $80 strategy is so powerful, but you have to have zero expectations. You know, I know we're talking about being able to build your business and how to get more traction, and, you know, specifically in the marketing space. But I think that, you know, like Lewis said, having value, you know, adding value to other people's lives is kind of a no expectation kind of thing. Like you don't want to go out there and apply this $80 rule to everyone, expecting them to follow you back and to comment on all their stuff, or, you know, like that's not the way to go about it. This is more like, you know, you're providing them value and you're putting something good out there. And so that's just going to come around, you know, tenfold automatically. But that's not what you want to have, you know, an expectation for. I think you would probably agree on that.
Oh, 100%. I think people can smell it too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
A meeting, or you send a message and, you know, deep down, all you really care about is yourself. People can tell, and it comes off as, it doesn't come off as genuine, and nobody wants to do business with people that way. So that's the whole, you know, that's the whole focus of Gary's book, the Jab, 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 Right Hook. You have to give, and you have to give so much so that when you eventually have to ask for something, it's a no-brainer, because
absolutely
done nothing but give the entire time.
great. Yeah, these are great tips, Lewis. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I don't want to take up any more of your time. Is there anything else that you want to say to the followers? As a matter of fact, how about you shout out the Tortuga social media so that we can all follow?
Oh yeah, yeah. If you guys do want to check us out and watch our company grow. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search it's at Tortuga Marketing. And we're the little purple turtle icon. So that's us. If you have any questions or anything, shoot us a DM. We're happy to help with whatever we can. Like I said, big friends of Spencer. So if you're a friend of Spencer's, you're a friend of ours.
Great. Thank you so much for being on. We appreciate your time. And as always, keep on crushing the marketing game. And I hope all of the listeners on here got a lot of value from that. I think you guys, if you really apply these tips, you're going to kind of see results almost immediately. But in the long term, you're going to have a better understanding of where you're going and how to get there. So thanks, everyone, so much. Thank you, Lewis. I appreciate your time. Again, I can't say that enough. And I'll see all of you. I'll speak to all of you guys on the next podcast. All right, that's it for the podcast today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed having our guest on. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you can stay up to date with all of my stuff on there. The handle is @TheSpencerRyan. I will speak to you guys on the next podcast. Have a wonderful weekend.